From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. One of the Missouri House's budget writers is warning Governor Jay Nixon to change his stance on pursuing funding for a new NFL stadium without the vote of the people. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Republican Scott Fitzpatrick of Barry County is vice chair of the House Budget Committee. He sent a letter to the Democratic governor saying that he won't support any budget bill next year that includes funding for debt services on bonds issued for a new NFL stadium in St. Louis. He added that he would, quote, do everything within my power to block Nixon's plan to finance a new stadium unless St. Louis area voters have a say or if lawmakers pass a separate bill to authorize going into debt to build a new stadium. That option is highly unlikely at best. Earlier this month, a circuit judge in St. Louis ruled that voter approval is not necessary for public funds to be used to finance a new stadium. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Stevens College has raised its full-time employee minimum wage to $10 per hour. The change became effective with the start of the school's fiscal year on July 1st. Employees mainly affected by the shift are in service or maintenance roles, including those who clean, take care of the grounds, handle recycling, and trash pickup. Stevens College President Diane Lynch called those jobs, quote, critically important to the institution. The Women's College, which is in Columbia, has about 200 full-time employees. School officials wouldn't say how many of those employers received a raise because of the minimum wage increase. The state's minimum wage is $7.65. Ferguson's new municipal judge has ordered massive changes to the city's much-criticized municipal court, a move he says seeks to restore confidence in the system and ease the burden on needy defendants. Judge Donald McCullen announced the changes yesterday, which include withdrawing many old arrest warrants and giving defendants new court dates and payment options. The new plan allows for community service or fines to be commuted for the indigent. McCullen was appointed in June. The previous municipal judge resigned in March after a U.S. Justice Department report said Ferguson's municipal court system often targeted blacks, who make up two-thirds of Ferguson's residents. The Columbia City Council hopes to improve the relationships between Columbia police officers and residents by putting more money towards community policing. The council allocated $10,000 for community policing in the city's 2016 budget in a council session Saturday morning. According to Second Ward Councilman Michael Trapp, in addition to the funds for community policing, $150,000 will likely go towards the implementation of a violence interruption program. The mayor's task force on community violence recommended both programs last year. Fifth Ward Councilwoman Laura Nauser pushed for the funding and says it will provide police officers more opportunities to interact with their community in a positive way.
I think this just will give them an opportunity to have a small funding stream to be able to implement the full spectrum of community policing, not just being able to get out there and make that positive personal connection, but to go deeper and to really build those relationships with people in specific communities.
The council will meet two more times in September to discuss the 2016 budget before the fiscal year begins on October 1st. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.